Good evening and welcome to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual art and creative community. My name is Amanda Coulson and I'm your host for this evening. And tonight we're here to meet some designers and ceramicists. So we're getting out from the usual kind of painting, photography. But of course, all of those are part of our creative community. All of those are like visual practices. And we are here to talk to some from practitioners who actually have objects right now on sale in the Turn Concept Store, which is a new initiative out at the Gallery Turn where transparency I'm working. And we're doing that to support not just artists in the community, like fine artists, but also people doing things like ceramics, fashion design, and other things like that, because those are sort of generally considered sort of a bit more crafty and kind of overlooked as sort of, you know, quote unquote, traditional art forms. So the first guest we have on the show, again, more women. I don't know, like, I don't do this on purpose, everybody. Our creativity just seems to be like supercharged amongst the female community. I'm always got like loads of women on the show. So we're going to start with Roger Burrows, who is a ceramicist who has made some like candle holders and things that are going to be on sale in the Turn Concept Store. And the Concept Store is really, again, it's about Bahamian design. So we're going to hear also from two fashion designers who both work at BTVI. So Roger, welcome to Blank Canvas. It's been a while since we've been in touch. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I guess everything's been pretty okay. A lot of new changes, new developments, and it's exciting to get back out there.
Yeah, one of which is having a child. So was that a pandemic baby?
Yes, she is a COVID baby.
And how's it been for you? I know this is like the first time you kind of jumped back to the potter's wheel for a few years. How does it feel to be working again? How does it feel to have an outlet for the kind of work you're doing? Because it's quite hard if you're, you know, we have sort of traditional art galleries and then we sort of have tourist shops, but there's not a lot of spaces for like dealing just with kind of Bahamian design. So how is that for you? And how does it feel to kind of get back in action?
It feels really good, honestly. It's been a while. I think it's been about 5 years or so since I stopped, I guess, UB now, University of Bahamas. It was definitely a challenge getting back. It basically felt like learning how to ride a bike all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely had to keep practicing and be consistent with it. It is slightly hard because I know I'm still working and I'm a mom, so it's just putting in that time. But having a store that basically focuses just on Bahamian design is I feel like it's extremely crucial. You know, you try to, especially with ceramics, you try to figure out what target audience you're trying to appeal to the most.
Mm-hmm.
And what you should be making, like, oh, should I just do the regular teapot set and the cute little ornaments to sell to the tourists? Or should you do the bigger pieces, the more conceptual work, you know, it's definitely hard to find a balance. And
yeah.
I feel like it's really, I really enjoy the space.
Great. Well, yeah, no, it is hard. I think an artist that has been quite successful at kind of managing both sides is Jessica Colebrook. You know, how she has managed to like have a kind of a shop that sort of deals with sort of, you know, utilitarian, and I wouldn't call them tourist objects because they're beautiful kind of works on their own, but it's sort of utilitarian. Like, you don't necessarily have to be like an art person to go buy some of those things. But then she also has a kind of more high-end art practice. And she's been quite, but I see that as a challenge, definitely. And then Trevor Tucker is another artist that does a lot of like small ceramics, but also just artworks that he kind of, again, makes smaller, more easily sold objects. So it's hard to do a kind of both tracks. And then how's it been? Because while you were at formerly COB, now University of the Bahamas, first of all, you would have had access to, you know, a potter's wheel, a kiln. I don't know if you have to queue up for that. And like, even that's difficult, like that there's only a certain amount of time, you get a week. But now how do you manage? Like you said, you've got like many artists, right? Not just ceramicists, like so many artists, they've got like, quote unquote, a day job. Mm-hmm. Then they're also doing their fine art practice or their fashion or their pottery making, like kind of on the side. And then also juggling children.
Yeah.
So what's that shift been like? First of all, how is it being at UB? Do you feel like you have like all the facilities do you need? Do they still have work to do? And then what's the transition like to being from, kind of having all of that there to being on your own? And how do you make it work? Is there a kiln that you share with someone? Like, how do you make that? Because kilns are expensive.
They are. They really are. It's definitely, I guess, an eye-opener, I would say, because being at the College of the Bahamas, I did have everything at my fingertips. There were wheels. There were at least 3 kilns. You know, you could have went inside. We had a room specifically for making glazes.
Oh, wow.
So it was, you know, everything was right there available for us. So now that I'm on my own, you know, thankfully, Jody, she had a wheel that I was able to get from her. So I have that. But the kiln situation, you know, you have to pay for that. It's costly. Yeah. You know, if things happen, like I had a few pieces explode, so I had to remake them, refire them, and that's not.
And then how do you transport? Do you work in one space and then you have to carry the wet object? Because there must be a risk factor in that too, when you're actually kind of like transporting the wet clay object.
Yeah, well, definitely. Wet, it's when they're dry.
Yeah.
That's the most dangerous part about it, when they're
They're dry, but they haven't been fired yet. So they're solid.
In their state, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the most fragile, because once they break, then that's it. At least when they're wet, you can try to manipulate it and fix it.
Right. Yeah, and on our Bahamian roads with all the potholes that's got to be something interesting. What about like kind of finding a community? I mean, again, you know, when you're at college, you have people around you who are giving you feedback. Do you find like there are people, are you just sort of on your own and doing the design process, doing the firing, and then like you kind of bring it to someone and get the feedback when it's done? Or do you have anybody who can kind of share things with while you're trying to work?
Yes, I do have someone. I'm not sure if you know Janae. She has a kiln, so she's been helping me with that. She kindly shared some of her glazes with me and showed me some of her pieces that she had already previously glazed, so I had ideas of what and where I wanted to place things, so she's been a great help.
Cool. That's amazing. Yeah. So, well, I think what would be really good for you to know is that we just at Turn, we represent another ceramicist. I don't know if you've heard of Anina Major.
Yes.
And we just placed 2 of her pieces in the Smithsonian Museum for African American Culture and History in Washington, D.C. They're going to be on permanent display. So I think it's pretty exciting to know that, like, not just ceramics, but Bahamian ceramics are valued, you know, outside of the Bahamas. And there's a market, there's an interest. And also Jeffrey Maris, who was another artist that came out of UB and out of the ceramics department. He recently had a show in New York at a pretty big gallery, and has both he and Anina have big pieces commissioned by the Socrates Sculpture Park, which is quite an important space in New York City. And they're all ceramics. So it's sort of interesting, because again, I think for a long time, ceramics hasn't been looked at the same way as like painting and traditional sculpture. It's because it comes from sort of a utilitarian sort of angle. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're looking at like what's happening in contemporary art worldwide, ceramics are really taking like quite a lead position. Is that something you're inspired by at all? Did that inspire you to get back to it? Or was the inspiration just like, I just got to do something with my hand?
I think it's both. I follow Anina. Is that what I was saying? Correct. I follow her on Instagram, and I saw her work and I was like, oh my goodness, like she really inspired me. So that helped. And then also, I just feel as though it was just the perfect time, I think.
Great. Well, and also Simone Lee, she's another, I mean, she's an American artist. She's not Bahamian, but she's a Black woman artist, an African-American artist. And she is actually representing the United States in the Venice Biennial this year, and with ceramics, with large scale ceramic work. So I think ceramics is kind of having its moment a little bit. That might be good for everybody. And you know, and for you in particular. So what would people at the Turn Concept Store, what have you made for us? Why don't you tell the audience like what they can come see if they want to come to Turn, or if they want to go to our concept store online and buy things online? Because Christmas coming up, Christmas time.
I know.
What can people find from you?
Okay, well, I created a few, I guess you could call them candle holders.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, I guess you could say, nature inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's mostly where my work goes. I love nature, so I try my best to capture that in my pieces.
Cool. And do you make the candles yourself, or are the candles? Oh, I think we just lost Roger there for a second. But that's it.
No, I'm still there.
Do you make the candles yourself that go inside the candle holders, or do you have a partner that does that?
Well, no, actually, Lauren wanted to fill them with wax.
Okay.
So that's why I created specifically candle holders.
Oh, cool. Okay, so little collaborative moment there. Cool. So, Roger, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about your practice. Please stay a little longer, and you can meet April and Kathy as well. We're going to go to a quick break because it is time for our first break on The Blank Canvas. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I've been your host for this evening and will continue to do so after the break. So just stay tuned to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, and we'll be right back after the break.